Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 62. So, what's up? I hope you guys are well. So, I'm recording this on Thursday, guys. You people were on my DMs. Yesterday was Wednesday. I didn't upload an episode, guys. I was sick. Like, I have a serious flu. In fact, I have a sore throat. So, yesterday, I couldn't record. My voice was bad. My voice was so bad I couldn't record, but today I feel better. So yeah, welcome to episode 62. Yep. So I think I'm kind of enjoying these solo episodes. I hope you guys are enjoying these solo episodes. Please give me a feedback. I hope you guys are enjoying these solo episodes. I promise to bring back visual, because the previous episodes make quite audio, but I promise to bring up to bring back the visual episodes on YouTube when I start recording. So yeah, today I just want to go straight to the point, of course. I just want to catch you guys up. You know, I made some big changes in my life, a big transformation in my life, a big adjustment, and there's some things that life is teaching me right now that I really want to share with you guys. So today's episode is about things life is teaching me right now. So straight to the point, of course, adulting is a freaking scam. Adulting is a scam. On Instagram, someone was saying Friday fike, like we go on a holiday as adults. We go on midterm break as adults, like adulting midterm break, because on Friday, tomorrow, that is it's the Easter weekend, so it's a Good Friday and then Easter Monday. So it's gonna be a long weekend from Friday, the whole of Saturday, Sunday until Monday. So people are saying on social media, let's go on an adulting midterm, because geez, adulting is a scam. Because tell me why. Yesterday I went to buy curtains. Is the plug when you live in Kenya, or maybe let me say Nairobi, everyone knows the plug for buying things like household items, like curtains, like carpets, like the best plug is you go to Isli. So maybe I guess that the things are legit there, the prices are affordable. Hey, shock on me. Missy Jalani Menda Isli, me upiga seconds and Menda Subui. I woke up early in Kasima Ilona Rokia to Isli, I'm gonna get my curtains, new curtains and shears. I was super excited, I wanna make my space look nice. Wanna get some nice curtains. I had my budget. Nilikuwa nimebaka budget yangu, nilijua hiyo ndo nimeweka aside. I knew that money was enough to buy curtains and the shears, everything. It was enough. I went to Isli vizuri tu. Nilipanda matatu. Nikafika Isli. Nikaenda di kwa hiyo mall, nikaanisha di mall. When ilifika hiyo matatu, the conductor, sanakwanga kwa hizo stage za matatu, I think they're called stage manager or something. So kwanza hila nikaribisha, welcome. I think he knew I've never been to sleep, because I've never been there. Nilikuwa tuna katu niko confused. So I'm going to, he just asked me, so curtains on my carpet. I don't know how he guessed. I was coming there. I said, "Want to take curtains on my carpet?" I was like, "I'm looking for curtains. I want curtains." So I can be, let me take you to the best place to get curtains. In there, he guess my sasa. Can you pick and lead kwa a certain mall? Nika inge kamba. Chagua apa? Apa kwa zonu za wholesale retail. They have wholesale retail. So just chagua. Just choose at the best prices. Means guess my sasa fiti. I was so confident, and then I started the guy who I got at the store was asking me what type of curtains I want, which color. So I started asking different varieties of curtains. I'm like, wow, I couldn't even choose, because there were so many, and then different variety, and then they were so beautiful. I was even spoiled for choice. So until he took me to another store, I think the guy who owned that place, wait, before even that, can you talk about how So our son, walalo, they know how to make money. Like they have businesses. Like those people know how to make money. You guys, if you don't have a mlalo friend, please get one. Those people know how to get money. Because tell me why that first shop that I went to, there was a person. That first shop, sikupata the curtain that I really wanted, the color that I wanted. So I can be, let me take you to another shop. That same shop was owned by the same person who owned that shop. Then he took me to another shop, the third shop, like four shops. I went to like four shops and they were owned by the same person. Like, bro. And it's wholesale and retail. Hey, those people know how to make money. They know how to run a business. Well, hello, I need to get myself a mlalo friend and a friend of their business. Say, oh, kusangi pesa. They have money, those people. Hey, so yeah, see, I went to that guy took me to the fourth store, and then I chose, and then I think the host store is where I got like my inspo, something that I wanted, because I went there with my Pinterest inspo, what I wanted, the type of curtains I wanted, the color and everything. So I think the fourth store, that's where I got what I really wanted. So nikachagua hiyo curtain, how much is this? Okay, I gave him my measurements for the window, the door, like, I think it's 3 meters. I need this and this. So, oh, okay. I need this curtain. So I already chose the curtains that I want. And then we agreed on the measurements. And then I chose the shears that I want. Then I told him, okay, and pick a total. Very confidently. Very confidently. Like, so total takuwa ngapi? Hey, acha msea pige ngambia 11,900. What? What? Excuse me. And but ati what? Ati total is... Your total is 11,900. I was shocked. Like, curtains only... Like, are you serious? Like, curtains peke yake inataka kunikost 11k. Guess ma easy. You know, my budget was what? My budget was 4k, bro. I had a budget of 4,000 shillings. I was so ashamed. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. And I was like, kwani siko isli? Like, sinilijo isli the plug. Like, isli is where things are affordable. Shock on me, guys. Shock on me. Adulting? Freaking scam. So, but I managed to like get a few things. I couldn't buy 11,900. It wasn't on my budget. So, me buy two curtains of 4K. Like, I didn't buy the complete set. I bought a few. I think so. I have to go back next week for another set. Adulting, it's a scam. Thank you. So, that's something I'm learning. But in life, so that we can't go back to become children. We have to grow up regardless. Yep. So that's crazy, crazy, crazy. Something else that I'm really learning is I'm learning to save a lot. I don't want to be crying in my 30s, bro. No. I do not. So me, like something I'm really embracing. I want to save. I'm invest. Like, if saved money is like dead money, something like that. I don't know. Like, the money I've saved is just like dead money. Like, it's not going to like accumulate because it's just saved. So I want to start learning to save and invest. So you guys need to like really save and invest. As much as I'm gonna be saving, also remember to save and invest, because if you're just getting money, then you're just throwing it to the bank, like, and not making any interest. So the enemy is poverty. So learn to save and invest. So that's something like I'm really learning from, right? Like, I'm really learning from life right now. Wait, that's a tongue twister. So yeah, saving and investing, I'm really learning that. So that's what I'm working on. Like, I'm trying to get into those circles. I'm trying to get into those money market funds. I'm trying to get into those. Yep. So I'm gonna take you guys on that journey, because yeah, don't be regretting on your 30s. Do not. And even if you're in 30s and you're not doing it, start now, as early as now. Start saving, start investing. That's something that I'm learning from life right now. Another thing that I'm really learning from life, from life right now, hey, why do I keep repeating that? Is maisha ni yako, mazishi ni yetu. Hey, you guys, did you see Brian Chira's funeral ceremony? I know I talked about it last week. I didn't talk about the funeral. I didn't talk about it, about his death in the last episode. What is that like? What have we learned? But now, you guys, he was buried this Tuesday. On Tuesday, Juicy. Did you guys see the funeral? Bro. That guy, that Kakido, he was 23 years old. But that funeral ceremony, people were many. At a politician, Ajay Zikwa Ivo. Wow. Like, a lot of people, like he commanded a big crowd in his funeral. Like, hey, it was so shocking for a 23-year-old. Like, hey. And then that something I really learned is like, wow, he was a movement, and TikTok is a movement. Like, all those are most of the people at his funeral were TikTokers. If you don't like Brian, he was a famous TikToker and he passed on, so he was buried on Tuesday. So a lot of TikTokers, like a lot of people came, TikTokers and many other people. So like I just learned, like, what, TikTok is a movement, and that kid, like, he was a movement himself. Himself, he was a movement. Branch, you know, was like a movement himself. Like, what? All those people. And then you guys, did you see how people contributed towards the funeral? Like, over 8 million shillings, Kenya shillings, was contributed towards that boy's funeral in less than a week. Bro. As much as people are gonna say, like, if you didn't see the videos, you should have seen, like, people are there. There are a lot of people there, and then people are recording and everything. So people are talking, like, people just went to the funeral to shoot content. People just went there for content purposes and not just to. Me personally, I didn't go. I was just checking out on social media. People just went there to shoot content. That's what people are saying on social media. Just went there for content. They didn't even care about Brian. They didn't celebrate him when he was dead. You know how people are talking. They didn't even celebrate him when he was dead. They just went there to show off. And then the man is dual. A lot of things. So, as much as people are going to say that, I'm going to say, like, what? That kid was a movement. And there's something. There's a reason those people are there. As much as people had different reasons. People had their reasons for going at the funeral. But that kid was a movement. I think people liked how he lived unapologetically, how he was just himself, and how, like, people loved him for that. I think people loved him for that. People want to go somewhere because they don't like it. As much as they're going for content, people just want to go anywhere because they don't like. People will go to, those people were there because they cared about that boy. They did, and that boy had an impact. Like, kuna venye tu, like, how he lived, like. Me, as much as people are saying to you that when you're all trying to pick a shirin, but me, I'm saying, like, that was a celebration of a life lived unapologetically. As much as his life was short, but he lived his life unapologetically. He was there for a short time, and he left a lasting impact in our heads, in our mind. Like, if did you see even on in Parliament, there was an MP was like, condolences to TikToker. Like, who? Like, he left a lasting impact. That's the only truth. He left a lasting impact in our minds with the life that he lived, period. So, takamasema maisha ni yako, mazishi ni yetu. Mwana vya tolipiga sherehe. Life, you're going to be living your life, but at the end of the day, you're going to go 6 feet under. And people are going to come for a road trip. Watakuja mazishi yako kama road trip. Na watalewa. Na watapiga sherehe. Na watakuzika na wakusahau. That's what I'm learning. Harsh truth, painful, but it's true. So yeah, that same topic on TikTok, like, like, social media is a game changer. Like, that's something I'm learning right now. Social media is a game changer for real. TikTok is a game changer. TikTok is a game changer in the social media space. TikTok is a movement. Like, that, even that brand here, like, he was just famous just from TikTok. He was like, he was where he was because of TikTok. These are the, like, you guys, have you seen how when TikTok imetoa, like, wase? Like, social media just is a game changer. TikTok is a game changer. Did you see, like, at the contributions, the 8 million that people contributed, it was just from TikTok. It was just from TikTok, purely TikTok. Like, purely TikTok, the people, everyone from TikTok, like, people from TikTok, just TikTok were just contributing. So you guys, like, wow, social media is a game changer for real. Social media is a game changer. TikTok is a movement. TikTok is a game changer. So if you're a creative out there, you're trying to push out your content, leverage TikTok. Leverage TikTok. Use TikTok. Use social media. Put your content out there. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Put yourself out there. Put yourself out there, because social media is a game changer. Yeah. Something. What else am I really? Something else that I'm learning from life right now is, I'm mastering the art of detachment. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to master the art of detachment because I'm a person who really likes get attached to people. Kwanza, when I like you, when I really, really like you, I get attached. And even when I think I mentioned this on one of the episodes, like, I'm one person who, like, never, even clothes, I'm so attached to my clothes. Like, I don't want to give, like, I don't want to be, like, there's some clothes, like, I don't even wear anymore, but I don't want to, like, I just want to have them. I don't want to, like, give them out. Like, I'm so attached because they have memories. I'm attached to the memories related to those clothes. I'm also attached to people in the same way. Like, if you're someone I really like you, we've been doing a lot of things together, like, we've been vibing, like, I'm attaching my memories to you. So, like, I get so attached so quickly. And, like, relocating has, like, taught me a lot. Like, sis, you should really master the art of detachment. Like, stop, like, really depending on people that much. Because now I'm like, I'm so bored. I don't have friends. I need new friends. But I was so attached to people back home, back in Kisumu. So I'm really learning the art of detachment. Because sometimes the people who I'm really attached to, the people I care about so much, like, they don't even give a fuck about me. They don't even care at times, most times. So I'm learning that, the art of detachment. I need to master the art of detachment. I hear there's a whole course. People will show me Shaggy this one. Like, there's a whole course of mastering the art of detachment. It's like a course. I need to take that course. Please, someone, please. something that I'm really, so another thing that life is teaching me right now, something that I'm learning from life right now is a simple mistake, a simple fuck up can change your entire life in a snap of a moment. Just if you fuck up just one bit, like, you never know, like, you can just fuck up like this and your entire life is just changed for the bad at times, for the, like, fuck up, like, if you just fuck up a simple mess up, a simple can really fuck your life. Like, you guys, have you heard John Falme's story, DJ John Falme? What if you haven't heard, let me tell you. So when I was watching the news and these blogs, what I've learned is that DJ John Falme, I think it was, I'm not sure about the dates, so I think last week somewhere, 16th, I'm not sure of the dates, I don't want to see the dates, I'm not sure. So, he was arrested, him and his team, have been arrested, like, seven people have been arrested, connected to a case for killing a DCI officer. They have been arrested for allegedly killing a DCI. Underline DCI in capital letters, bro, for killing a DCI officer. So I think it happened then, Kikuyu, like, it was late in the night. They were driving back home from a gig. So DJ John Falme, he's a DJ and he's a big DJ. He's a popular DJ in Kenya. No one doesn't know John Falme. No one doesn't know DJ John Falme. He, like, I'm gonna say he's like one of my favorite DJs in Kenya, man. He's one of my favorite DJs in Kenya. So he's a very popular DJ in Kenya. He's been in the game for like a lot of years. So I think that there was a night, sometime, I think it was last week. So he was from a gig with his team, and then they're driving back home somewhere in Kikuyu. They're driving back home, I think, back in town. So then there's a police officer. I don't know, stop them. No, they had, like, waligongana na gari with the police officer. Like, their cars, they crashed cars with the police officers. And then when they alighted, they started, like, assaulting the police officer in question, the DCI officer. So when they started, like, throwing words at each other. Like, they started throwing words at each other. And then in the midst of that, I think they started fighting. And they beat up the police officer, the DCI. They beat up the DCI police, the DCI officer. Yeah, they beat him up, and then he was not well. And then the next day, I think the police officer was taken to hospital, and then he had a problem to deal with passing urine. Then he was transferred to another hospital. So when he was transferred to that other hospital, that's when he died. So DJ John Falme and his team were arrested for allegedly killing this DCI officer. And I'm like, what the fuck? John Falme? Like, what? Like, he's from, like, he's such a, I don't know him personally, but, you know, when you see, I've been into a lot of his club gigs, his events, and I'm like, Like, he's someone you don't think can be involved in such a mess. He's someone you don't think you'll ever hear his name in such a scenario. Not that I'm judging, but that just teaches me. I'm not even judging. In fact, I'm so, like, I feel so bad for him. Like, I feel so bad for him. Like, my heart goes out to John Falman and his team. This is, like, such a bad thing. And I hope, like, what happened, like, I just hope the truth comes to light. Just hope the truth of the matter comes to light only. But my heart goes out to John Falman because I'm a big fan of him. And I was like, what? That is scary. I learned from that, like a small fuck up like this can, like, change your life within a snap of a moment. Your life can totally, like, change. That's when you just get memory flashes of how your entire life had been. Like, a small fuck up like this, you can get yourself in prison. In fact, as an adult right now, if you're 18, you just fuck up like this, you can get yourself in prison. Like, a small fuck up. So you guys, be careful out there. Be careful with your circle, with yourself, you're doing. Because these things about going out at night, as much as they're gonna be out at night, just be safe. Like, don't act without thinking. Do not try acting without thinking, because a small fuck up, a small mishap like this, and your entire life has changed. So you guys, stay safe out there. Stay safe. Like, that thing really came as a shocker, because some of the people that work there with John Falman, I know them personally, and I was like, so you guys are in such a mess. And, you know, like, like, being accused of killing a DCI officer, that's a big case. That is a big, big case. That is not even a joke. That is so big. So my heart goes out to them. So yeah, you guys, stay safe, stay safe, stay safe, stay safe, stay safe. So that is something that I'm learning from life right now. Another thing, I think the last one, yeah. The last thing that I think the English mention. The last thing is vibe alone. For, like, being alone sometimes, like, you really learn a lot of things from yourself when you vibe alone. So at times, prioritize, like, Osmanga, prioritize your peace, prioritize yourself first, put yourself first. So vibe alone, put yourself first, put your priorities first, like, always, because you learn a lot of things from just staying alone a lot. So yeah, vibe alone. I think that's it. There was something that popped up in my mind right now. I think I have forgotten it. What was it? What was it? I forgot it. Something just popped up, but I think I forgot about it. Yeah, you guys, so those are the things that I'm learning from life right now. A lot of events have been happening, and I'm like, it's crazy. It's crazy. A lot of things are happening at the same time in this life, guys. I'm just, like, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared for my life. But hope you guys are safe. Stay safe out there. Things are happening. There are a lot of premature deaths happening. A lot of premature deaths are really happening out there, and it's crazy, and it's scary at the same time. It's crazy and scary, and I'm just, like, I'm worried. Just stay safe, you guys. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Mind who you associate with, yeah? And, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Easter is tomorrow. What are your plans for Easter? What are your plans for Easter? At last, the midterm break for adulting is here upon us. So, Raha Fest is coming up. I would really have loved to attend Raha Fest Monday. Davido! Wait, not even Davido. The man of the show, the star of the show is Yalevis, you guys. Yalevis is coming. Imagine singing Kachua. Sing that fine one. Ooh, I would love to attend that event. I would really. I don't know if there are tickets left. I don't know if I can buy a ticket for myself. See, I'm looking for someone who's gonna get me a ticket, because the tickets are damn expensive. But yeah, so that's what this weekend is. People are going sherehe. Hey, the Safari Rally is coming up, bro. You guys, I don't know why you guys aren't hyped. People aren't hyped up about the Safari Rally this time, like their previous years. I do not know, but yo, the Safari Rally is coming up this weekend. It's gonna be a long Easter weekend, guys. It's gonna be a long Easter weekend, and it's fun. Like, a lot of events. I don't even know, should I go to the Safari Rally? Should I go to Raha Fest? Like, wow. And then there's DJ Neptune, bro. DJ Neptune is coming to Kenya. He has, like, 3 shows in Kenya. If you don't know DJ Neptune, you guys, you should, I don't know what, if you listen to Afrobeat, I'm sure you know DJ Neptune. So those are, like, 3, you can't go to Sherehe. I don't know where to go. So Safari Rally is coming up. I was, like, super excited to go to Safari Rally. I really wanted to attend, but chances are I think I'm not gonna make it. I think, but I don't know. The weekend is long, so things might change. So yeah, nimeshama perform. You guys, you can go to the Safari Rally. You can go to Raha Fest. You can go to DJ Neptune. There are a lot of events. There's Don Julio. Don Julio is also there. There's an event for Don Julio. Oh, that's the. In fact, those are just a few. There are a lot of events this weekend. So go out and have fun, but be safe, you guys. Enjoy Easter. If you can go to your family during Easter, go to church. Like, I don't know. Do what makes you happy. Celebrate Easter. Easter are like special holidays. You can also check out. Let me tell you guys a secret. This is the best time to buy things like household items. If you wanna buy like household items or like a lot of things, because now they're crazy Easter offers, like on Jumia, on Kilimall, they're crazy Easter offers, you guys. Yeah, better take advantage of these offers this Easter. There are a lot of things happening. So save some coins, so yeah, that's it. I don't want to talk a lot. Happy holidays. Enjoy your midterm as an adult, and stay safe out there. Subscribe to my YouTube, guys. Subscribe to my YouTube. Before I go, by the way, there was a speaker. I wanted to talk about this, like, what are you learning from life right now? And then I asked people to tell me, like, what they're learning from life right now. And I just want to read some of the things people sent me. So there is... Hi, Akihoma. It's cold, by the way. The weather in Nairobi is the gero. I think everywhere. I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's cold. It's raining. Like, in fact, it's raining the whole night. It's raining in the morning. But this is my kind of weather. But it's too cold. But it's too cold. Come on, I have like a homa, which is bad. So those Jeff. This is Jeff Swanya. He sent me. What he's learning from life right now is you are more defined by what comes out of your mouth than what goes in it. So you're what you talk. Yeah, that's Jeff. You're not defined by what comes out of your mouth than what goes in it. You're what you talk. So that was Jeff Swanya. Thank you for your feedback. This is from TikTok Live. There's someone here. I don't have that. The song I said, again, it said, usiwe kopi mtu na maisha yake. Work to your best. Mungu atakureward time yako ikifika. Usiwe kopi mtu na maisha yake. Work to your best. Mungu atakureward time yako ikifika. So don't like copy people, whatever they're doing. When the time is right, once manga, there's a verse in the Bible, one of my favorite verses, that say, when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. Yeah. So, in the Bible. So that's a sub. Thank you, Jeff, for your feedback, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on TikTok and Spoken Podcast K and Awin Awita. I usually go live every day in the morning, and 4 a.m. from 4 a.m. 7 a.m. I'm always live. That's why like I get to interact with you guys, the speakers, get to meet new people and get to talk about a lot of things that are happening, a lot of topics that maybe I want to talk about on the podcast, and just chill. Yeah, TikTok lives on Java in the Konga. So you guys need to join my lives on TikTok and then subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram, Awinawiti, and Spoken Podcast KE on Twitter. I need to get back on Twitter. Like, what was the last time I opened Twitter? This entire week I haven't opened X. Is it? Yo, it's crazy. I'm just binge watching Netflix. Should I hook you guys with the episode I'm watching, Cleaning Lady? I'm watching Cleaning Lady season 3, and I feel so sad. I wanna cry. Why did Aiden going to have to die? Like, oh, the main character in Cleaning Lady, Aiden going to pass away in January, and I'm just watching it. I'm feeling like it's not even right. Like, why? So I feel so sad. But that's what I'm watching, Cleaning Lady, and I wanna start watching the Bob Marley documentary. If you know me, you know I'm a Rasta. You know, I'm a Rasta girl. So I need to watch that documentary now after recording this episode. So I want to watch that and I'll tell you guys how it is. So yeah, shout out to you guys. You guys, I feel like today's episode, I'm just blabbering. But this means I'm back in my circle. I'm back in who I, like, this is now a week. Like, I want that cry baby. Like, why? Like, I'm not that sad girl. That was a face bar. Yeah, that's life. So I feel like I'm getting the gist of I'm coming back to Awiti. Like, yeah, this is Undo, the one spoken. I know this is the girl that I'm familiar with. This girl. So, Nini, what was I saying? Mm-hmm. About what was I saying with the way I was talking about Nini? What was it? I've lost my train of thought. I was just checking something here. I remembered. I was talking about my nomination. You guys vote for me. Vote for. I got nominated in the Digital Creator Awards, and you guys, I just need your support. My second nomination. I bagged my second nomination as a podcaster. So Unspoken has two nominations. So I've been nominated in the podcast category, and that category is competitive. It's very competitive. But I love competition. I love challenges. I love competition. So I'm looking forward to it. So you guys vote for me. As usual, I'm going to leave the link here on the description box. These audio episodes are not on YouTube. Again, the guys are asking me why I haven't uploaded on YouTube. These audio episodes are just on Spotify and other audio streaming platforms. So get the link there on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify. Rate the show on Spotify. I'm going to leave the link. So vote Unspoken. Vote as many times as you can. The voting is 10 shillings per vote. So support your girl. Support me. I really need to push this. So vote, guys. Vote. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have learned something from what my life is teaching me right now. And I hope life is teaching you something right now and you are learning from it. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you on the next episode. Happy Easter. Have a happy Easter, and enjoy yourself, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.